Update Show. It's Arts News Time. Claire Nichols, the Matilda Awards were on last night.
Yes, the Matilda Awards, these are awards to celebrate Queensland's theatre industry. They've been running since 1987, and this year the ceremony was held at the Brisbane Powerhouse, as you say, on Monday night.
They must be very tired if they've been running since
1987. boom, boom.
Who were the big winners?
The biggest prize is the Gold Matilda, which celebrates an outstanding contribution to theatre in Queensland. This year, that prize went to DeBase Productions, which is a not-for-profit company that produces comedy, cabaret and children's theatre in Queensland. It's been doing so for about two decades. DeBase also won the prize for Best Main Stage Production for The Longest Minute, which is a play about a family and the NRL Grand Final. That was produced in collaboration with Queensland Theatre and Jute Theatre Company. And that show actually tied for Best Main Stage Production with another show called Prize Fighter, a show by La Boite Theatre Company about a former Congolese child soldier turned boxer. And the judges described both of these shows as consistently outstanding.
So lots happening in Queensland. Now, speaking of awards, there'll be no Australian Dance Awards this year.
No, the Australian Dance Awards are run by AusDance, the dance advocacy body. They've been run for the last 21 years, not that whole time, Michael. And look, this year's event will not go ahead due to funding difficulties. Now, this organisation, AusDance, is largely funded by the Australia Council. And the executive director, Kathy Bakich, told me that shrinking funding is really having an impact.
Unfortunately, at this point in time, regrettably, the organisation hasn't secured funding, and funding due to like the shrinking government funding on an ongoing basis has resulted in us having a reduced capacity in terms of our staffing, and to take on presenting, even in partnership with other organisations, the awards, it's a mammoth task, and without the proper funding to be able to sustain the work of AusDance National, something had to give. And at this point in time, for us, a priority is making sure that we can advocate for the value of not just dance, but the broader performing arts sector at a really critical, crucial time.
Now, AusDance National is actually conducting a wider review of the organisation. It's not just looking at these awards, because it really does need to ensure its survival into the future. Here's Kathy again.
You know, when it comes to things like fundraising, donations, sometimes an organisation like AusDance National or a service organisation, there's not a product, a visual thing that's seen by audiences per se, although the advocacy work we do results in that. So it's about trying to, I guess, be clever about how we can move forward to develop sustainable income streams to actually ensure that we're around to actually service our sector.
Kathy Bakich there from AusDance National, which will be advocating for more funding from the Australia Council. Now, the new CEO of the Australia Council has been doing the media rounds recently, and that's a bit unusual.
Adrian Collette, he's been in the top job at the Australia Council for just a few weeks, and the fact that he is giving interviews so soon does signal a bit of a change in direction for the funding body. He's spoken about the inevitable competition there will always be for arts funding. He's also made a real point of speaking about diversity in the arts. Now, he recently saw the Belvoir play Counting and Cracking at the Sydney Festival. This is a play about the Sri Lankan Australian experience, and Mr. Collette, his family actually migrated to Australia from Sri Lanka. And he says it was the first time he'd ever saw his story on a stage.
It was a very personal example of what great writing, great performance can do, and what a challenge that is in a country that's home to so many different cultures. There's no performing company that shouldn't be thinking about that. I don't care how big you are or how small you are, this is the contemporary conversation. And if you don't have something to say to the diversity of communities that now call Australia home, I can't believe I said that, then yeah, you're out of touch.
So that's Adrian Collette, the new CEO of the Australia Council. He was speaking to the ABC's Michaela Boland, and that whole interview, Michael, is on The Mix on iView, and it really is well worth a look.
Well, he's really throwing down a challenge there to the major arts companies. That'll be interesting to see how that develops. Now, finally in arts news, what's the Carlton dance? Why is this in court?
Well, the Carlton dance was first seen on this 90s TV show.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
So I'm sure there are lots of people who know that song, Michael. It's from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It starred a very young Will Smith as a fictionalised version of himself and a guy called Alfonso Ribeiro as his rich cousin, Carlton. And Carlton had this signature dance move where he would enthusiastically step from side to side. He'd swing his arms and swing his hips. It became known as the Carlton Dance. But kids today, Michael, probably know this move from the video game Fortnite, where you can actually pay money for your character or avatar to be able to perform the dance. Now, Alfonso Ribeiro has sued the video game makers, saying his moves have been stolen.
Hey, that's my dance there up on the screen.
Exactly, but the United States Copyright Office says the Carlton dance cannot be copyrighted because the moves are too simple.
Oh, this is a tricky one.
He's been a bit unlucky here because there was an American teenager, Russell Horning. He's known as the Backpack Kid, and he was able to register another dance that's on Fortnite. That dance is the floss, which every kid in the world seems to be doing at the moment. It became popularised on Fortnite and everyone's doing it. He was able to copyright it. Alfonso wasn't. Michael, I was wondering if you've got a signature dance move you might like to trademark?
I don't want to trademark my signature dance. I want to share it with the world. I want everyone Fantastic. To dance the steps that I find so fulfilling as a human being, Claire.
Fantastic.
That's Claire Nichols with Arts News.